Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I haven't talked a lot about wills and estates on my channel here because it's such a complicated field and it changes wildly from state to state. What constitutes a will that's legal in one state is totally different from what constitutes a will in another state. And I don't even want to get involved in that aspect of wills. But once in a while, a funny story will cross my desk. And Mitesh, who passed along a story last week, passed along one this week. And he said, Steve, here's an interesting one out of Australia you might enjoy regarding wills. Now, again, my first thought is, okay. But then again, it's an interesting story. And it ties in with modern technology and the internet. So let's take a look at this. This is, by the way, an article from a website run by some solicitors in Queensland. And the solicitor's name, and I could be getting this wrong, and I apologize, I feel bad mispronouncing names, but McCrossan and Emiette. McCrossan and Emiette, I believe, is the name of the law firm. They call themselves solicitors, of course, because that's what you do in Australia. They're in Queensland. They are one of the oldest and most prestigious solicitors firms in Queensland. But the article that they posted on their website, and they explain this, Queensland court finds unsent text message counts as a will. So in other words, we all know that generally speaking, if you want to, and again, this is not legal advice, I'm just talking about in general, but if you want to leave stuff to your heirs, you can draft a handwritten will in some states and sign it. And in some states, it's called a holographic will. And in some states, that's enforceable, meaning that if you hand draft it, sign it, and then you pass away, they find this thing, they go, oh, well, that's the last will and testament of that person. We will allow that to work. Some states allow it, some states don't. I'm not going to get into that. But the question then is, well, does it have to be in writing? Could it be in something else? And in law school, you study these weird cases, always on the edge, always the periphery of pushing the limits and the rules. And I remember cases involving, for instance, a man being pinned underneath a tractor and him scratching or somehow scrawling on the side of the tractor his last will and testament as he died. Or somebody in a hotel room, despondent, writing something in lipstick on a mirror and then committing suicide. You know, and the question becomes, you know, well, it's in writing. It's in their own hand. It's signed. You can bring that mirror into court and that could be a will, you know, a last will and testament legally in some states. But now we're talking Australia. And so here's the case. A man typed out something on his smartphone as a text, but didn't send it. Simply put it into the drafts. And that right there, to me, would be probably one of the biggest arguments here is if he really intended it to be legitimate, wouldn't he have sent it? But then you'd say, well, maybe he didn't want to send it while he's still alive because then people might say, well, you know. So just recently, the Queensland Supreme Court has again been asked to consider whether an informal will found on a phone is valid. And this story is a couple years old, but it's just fascinating. The application before the Supreme Court of Queensland concerned an unsent text message found in the drafts folder of a deceased man's cell phone found near his body. And the message said, and I'll read it to you verbatim, Dave, Nick, you, and Jack, keep all that I have, house and superannuation. Put my ashes in the back garden with Trish. Julie will take her stuff, only she's okay. Gone back to her ex again, all caps. I'm beaten. A bit of cash behind TV and a bit in the bank. Cash card PIN 3636. MRN 190162Q 10-10-2016. And then he wrote, my will. And that's it. So the abbreviation MRN 1901, blah, 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 matched his initials and date of birth. So there was a paperclip symbol on the left-hand side of my will and a smiley face on the other side, the emoji. Now, Dave Nick was a reference to the deceased's brother, and Jack was his nephew, the son of Dave. If the court ruled that the message was not a will, then the estate would have been divided between the deceased man's wife and his son. And that's a lot of people need to know, is if you die without a will, the state will dispose of your stuff by way of the courts, in a manner laid out by law. So generally speaking, in a lot of states, if you pass away, but you have a spouse, your spouse gets everything. If you pass away and you got a bunch of kids, your kids get everything. But what happens when you got a bunch of kids and some of them you don't talk to, some of them you do talk to, and you got an ex-spouse? What happens if you've got a bunch of kids with one spouse and a bunch of kids with another spouse? And so there are all these different rules as to what happens when you die intestate. The word is intestate. And so when you die intestate, there's all these rules. And you might not like the way it happens because you can be a grown person and some of your stuff could go to your parents. And most people as adults would go, wait, my parents? Why would they need my stuff? Well, that's just... that's just what they do. So the deceased man's wife went to the Supreme Court of Queensland to manage her husband's estate, arguing that the text message did not constitute a will. She argued that he hadn't sent it. So, you know, he hadn't made up his mind. And also argued that she and the deceased had a difficult relationship and that he had not made a will despite an earlier suicide attempt. On the other hand, they argued that the text message was described as my will and contained details reflecting the intention that it operate as a will, and argued that there's no intention, that he lacked the ability or capacity to draft a will at that moment in time. I mean, he did sign it, my will. And the idea that he didn't send the text, well, a lot of people will write up a document as my will and just put it someplace. They don't have to mail it. They don't have to, there's nothing important that they have, I mean, just to put it someplace for safekeeping. He might have considered this safekeeping to put it on his phone. They also argued that the text message was not sent, does not indicate it was not intended to have effect, and said that the likely intent was for the text message to not be found until after his death, as if it had been sent before, then his family would have attempted to take steps to try and stop him from taking his own life. So that makes sense. The judge says here that she was satisfied and the deceased intended that the text message operate as his will when he died, and she pointed out some things. The fact that the text message was created on or about the time that the deceased was contemplating death. He mentioned where he wanted his ashes put, for instance. That the deceased's mobile phone was with him when he died and where he died. That the deceased addressed how he wished to dispose of his assets and expressly provided he did not wish to leave the applicant anything. Kind of hurts your case. The level of detail in the message, including the direction as to where there was cash to be found, that there was money in the bank, and the card PIN number. You don't give that up easily. As well as his initials, date of birth, and ending the documents with the words, my will. Also, he had not expressed any contrary wishes or intentions in relation to his estate and its disposition from that contained in the text message. So he never came along after that and said something else. So the assets of the deceased when he died were a house, which was apparently paid off, some kind of retirement account, which is the reference to the superannuation, an Australian super account. Don't know what that is, but it sounds good. I've got Australian viewers. Please, someone tell me what a super account is. And please, I hope it's good. An Australian super account. He also had household effects. And he may have been a member of a class action, which, as you know, will get you a coupon good for $1.37 off your next car wash. The superannuation may not have formed part of the estate, and the wife had applied for the death benefits to be paid to her as a deceased spouse. His estate was therefore a relatively small estate. Oh, I'm guessing that could be life insurance. So it depends on who's named in that. This may not be the end of the matter, though, as the deceased's wife will now be entitled to bring a family provision application against the estate. Although in these circumstances, the text message was found to be a will, it's certainly not the best way to do this. So the law firm, the solicitors, McCrossin and Amiot, and again, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, I almost certainly am, are putting this out there just to show you that the law can be interesting, we can learn from it, but you probably don't want to live your life this way. So instead of typing something into your phone and hoping somebody finds it and hoping it gets upheld by a court, you might want to go talk to a law firm and talk about drafting up a will. You might want to. And I know some people are saying, Steve, of course, you're trying to drum up business. Well, you know, you can live dangerously and draft something on your smartphone. Like I said, hope somebody finds it and hope the court upholds it. But do you really want the people that you want to get your stuff to have to be in court fighting over it years down the road? And I've seen cases in Michigan and elsewhere, famous cases where someone passes away and there's enough money for the survivors to spend decades fighting over it. And I hate to say this because some lawyers are going to be upset that I point this out. The only people making money then are the lawyers. Because there's lawyers on both sides fighting, fighting, and fighting. The longer the fight goes, the more they get paid. A lot of times that money's coming out of the estate. And as you can imagine, you could win the case over a period of years by bankrupting the estate. But you don't want that to happen. So what you want to do, if you have assets and you want them to go to somebody, speak to an attorney. And I'm not, by the way, shilling for myself here. I don't do wills. I don't even have any friends, attorneys who do. I don't even know any. It's a fairly narrow specialty. I just don't happen to know anybody who does that stuff. So, you know, you might want to look into that. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people don't. And that is why the states each have their rules on what happens to people when they die intestate, which again is the word which means you died without a will. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. There is no stress in the world, only people thinking stressful thoughts.